What's going on, fam? We're back again today with Strictly Talking Shit. It's gonna be a short one today because I got a dinner I gotta go to, but let's get our co-man Adam in here. Where is this man? Adam Gorbot.
Oof. How's everybody doing? Thanks for joining so far. What's for dinner? We're having sushi for dinner tonight. Oh, hopefully she didn't hear that. That was a surprise. Oh, hello. Can't hear you.
What's up?
Oh, I was just like, are you saying anything or are you just giving me an easy way?
What's going on?
Not much. What about you, man?
Just did my 45-minute ride. I still got a 45-minute workout to do, so.
Dude, is it snowing at your place? It just snowed at mine.
It snowed most of the day. It was pretty heavy today, but it's all gone already. Pretty fucking cold though.
Oh man, it's getting cold here. It's great heating season, but at the same time,
yeah,
we're not gonna go out when it snows. No,
no.
Oh, first topic that we're gonna talk about: why we don't go out while it snows. Because we're not like
why. Wait. Why you don't go out when it snows?
Why I don't go out. Especially in Vancouver. I mean, because we don't snow a lot. For you guys snow so often that you guys are prepared for it. Right now, all the roads and on Google GPS, it's all fucking red. Everywhere.
Yeah. No. Dude, it's because you guys know how to drive out there.
We don't. I mean, there's a lot of Asians out here, so what can I say?
You said it. I did it.
No, so the realness of that is that we don't go out because sometimes it's not that I don't trust my guys. We talked about this. I can't even trust people out there.
No,
right now, the fact that everywhere is so busy and there's always accidents and not enough people doing the work. If I actually have an accident, my van is out for a good 2 to 3 months.
I just had an accident. My guy slid in the back of someone. The truck's down and I don't know when it's coming back and we're slammed. And it's
that's like... exactly why. So like I'd rather lose that business than have my van out for 2 to 3 weeks just because I wanted to make what, like $300, $400, $500 on that ticketed call?
I guess so. But I mean, the thing is, people got to understand, like Ontario, we're prepared for it. Like, well, we have the infrastructure built to be able to take care of the snow that comes in. And people are just, we have snow tires, we have all kinds of stuff. You guys, like, you get like an inch of snow and you're like, oh no. Snow day.
That's what's happening. For me, it's a snow day, dude. The first thing I said when it snowed, I told the whole company, we're not working tomorrow. We're good. Everybody, take a day off.
That's crazy. That's so wild to me. Like, dude, and like, last year was the first time that I didn't go into work because it snowed, and it's because we got 4 feet, 4 feet of snow, and I was like, I just can't get out of my driveway.
It is wild. And by the way, Ben is in here right now. We actually wanted to give a shout out to HVAC Tactical because in about a week and a bit, we're going to be there at the HVAC Tactical Awards. So we're very excited to see you there, Ben. Hopefully we get there early and we can help you set up.
Yeah.
But very excited. One of our first shows for the HVAC Tactical. If you guys don't know, the tickets are sold out. So if you want to go, I'm sure next year he'll have another one, but be ready to get your tickets early.
There's going to be lots of content from it. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited. I'm upset that we didn't go last year when we went to AHR together.
Yes.
I'm really upset we didn't go. He's doing a fantastic job with it. And it's unreal for the industry. I love it. It's really fun. So even though it's HVAC.
No problem, though. Thanks for popping by. Appreciate it. You have your own podcast coming up or your show coming up with the SoCal Boys. So hopefully you have a good time with Plumbing Perspective.
Yeah.
And see you there when we're done because we're going to have not an early day, but I got to go to a dinner. But we still have a great thing to chat about today. So we're going to get started.
That's good.
I'm talking about business today.
Business
in general.
Business. All right.
Thing I want to actually ask about people in the chat here and yourself is we talk about how we have social media and all that stuff that we do from day to day, but what do you actually do for Arella when we're talking about marketing strategies and how you guys sell yourself as a company to get work? So for somebody that's starting new or for somebody that's already running a business, how do you get work?
I've been lucky, man. A lot of my work has been word of mouth. Like I haven't really done much marketing. We just tried to do a click ad campaign that actually didn't work too well for us as plumbers. Like I was trying to push drain cleaning and see if we had a lot, and actually we stopped it this week because it wasn't working well for us. And maybe our landing page wasn't great. Maybe there was a lot of factors in it that probably didn't work out. But I've been fortunate enough because of who I've known and who the people know within our company that we were able to find a lot of work with just by word of mouth. And then over the last 3 or 4 years, because we have a great reputation, we end up just getting more work. The word spreads and use this company, use that company, right? So I've been very, very fortunate to start up a business and not know any of that. Like, I don't know how you would go about it. You know what I mean? You'd probably start by working at a company and building some clientele of your own.
Yeah, right? Don't throw it on the side. I mean, Dank says it's word of mouth. I think word of mouth has always been the best.
Yeah.
How long have you been running your pay-per-clicks?
It was 2 months we were running it for.
That's not enough. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, I'm booking into the end of February already. So it was one of those things we were spending $2,900 a month on it. And it was like, are we going to be able to service the people that come in? So we shifted it.
Yeah, I'm trying it right now. But you have to see that, like, every marketing campaign, you need at least 6 months.
We're doing it.
I would say
we're doing an SEO one, though, I believe, and we're doing a year long. And we understand that it's going to take about 8 to 10 months. But we're doing it company wide because we're not just a plumbing company; we're a waterproofing and general contracting as well, right? So we're going to do it company wide, just because we're slammed. We might as well. We want to make sure we're marketing our brand and our company a lot better via internet, right? Via social media. So
that's a good way for what Dank is doing. Like back in the day, I was thinking if you're doing calls, find all the contractors online and then just go one call at a time or just go knocking at their offices if people won't work. That's you know, cold call is always
worked. Yeah.
It just depends on how hard you want to work. But I do want to touch on that base of marketing in general for SEO. So SEO, like, you know, it takes about 8 to 10 months, but that's the same thing with pay-per-click because the cost of it goes down as you put more time and energy into it.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I think at the standpoint, it just depends on how much you're losing to invest into that. But since it takes a certain amount of time where you're investing, it could help you on the times you're less busier.
Yeah. Dank did say bid lists. Like, I do a lot of city work. Like, I'm an authorized contractor for Hamilton, so I do all the backwater valves. I'm authorized. There's 5 of us. So a lot of my work does come from city stuff as well. So we're on city lists. I don't know about you, Terrence. Do you get on, like, city lists and do city work or no?
Because I don't do any of the city work, or I don't bid on jobs, period.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's just my thing. I mean, everybody has their thing, and I believe that. So that's why it's cool to know what everybody does. Cause I used to go on bid lists when I was doing a manufacturer sales rep agency. Yep. I go on those bid lists to see who won the bids. And then afterwards I'll see which product they bid for. I mean, they bid with. And then if there's a product in there that's a competitor, I would actually reach out to the engineering firm to tell them, hey, by the way, I saw these valves over here.
Yeah.
I got the exact same valves, but they're not MA Stewart. They are KVC. That's where I worked at. And I'm like, can I put this as a request for equal? And at the engineering level, sometimes it doesn't work. And they're like, nah, fuck that. Because they like MA Stewart. They got schmoozed. But then the next level we go to would be the contractor, right? When the contractor wins, then we call the contractor. So I'll be like, hey, Adam, I heard you guys won the bid for the water replacement. And then I'll be like, have you heard of these valves? I can save you X amount of dollars on these valves. And then afterwards, as a contractor, you would do a request for equal. So you'll send it to your engineer.
Yeah. Well,
so that's what I would do.
Hey, I would never use an MS Stewart valve. So
really?
I hate them.
How come?
I worked on heating systems. If you put them too close to the heating system, they will flake. And then within 6 months, you're not going to be able to use them. They won't turn. I would use Jenkins because Jenkins ball valves, the valve itself is full stainless. MS Stewart ones are stainless coated.
Mm. So other than like marketing and SEO, like going back to that topic, like do you do anything else at all that would like kind of put Arella up there? Is that it?
That's it, man.
That's it.
That's it. Well, we really haven't done anything because, you know, our bigger contracts are Home Depot, Hatch, Bowringer, Ingerheim. We work with Alliance. Like, we have some pretty big names out there, so we obviously name drop quite a bit to other companies, and when they find out that we work with these bigger brands, they're like, obviously we're going to go with them because they're, you know, if they work for Home Depot, then they must be great, right? And then we just kill them that way. So.
I feel you. I haven't done anything for a while too, actually. So we got an SEO and marketing this year, so that's why I wanted to see what you're doing and what other people are doing in there. Kenko, I do get a third party to do my SEO because it's just I've done the research to do it yourself and to put the time into it. You're better off going to do a job and making money on that. It
I
really
know.
is. And but for me this year, we've been trying something new, so I'm getting my guys to learn how to do a little bit of editing on Canva so that we could actually make these forms, not forms, sorry, posters, kind of like a selling poster, so that when we go to the house, we could say, hey, by the way, there's an ad we have here, there's a special, and we just wanted to let you know that usually it's $1,500, but now we're doing it for 1,100. So we're gonna try something like that, putting it into our jobs and putting it on top of that. So when we give the invoice, we give them the option to actually see the job, see the discount that we're giving for the specialty item that we're referring to, and then putting all the information on there. So I'll let you know how
Crazy.
that goes.
Yeah, let me know. That's I and everybody does things differently, right? Like, before then, did you do any marketing? No.
Nope. It
Word of
was all
mouth,
word
right?
of mouth. It was all word of mouth. I think
How many years? For how many years do you do word of mouth?
for like 6.5 years, as long as my business has been. It's only this year that when we want to scale, like when you get to about 4 or 5 vans, that's gonna be the perfect time where you want to scale. And when you want to scale more, everything in life is always about marketing, right? You got to get your word out there because you're fighting with so many people, and the first thing people do when they want to find somebody for work, yeah, word of mouth is strong, but there's only so much word of mouth that can go out. Other than that, somebody's going to be searching your name to find your
Well,
company.
it's kind of what we push with these brands that want to work with people like social media influencers. We push that marketing is so important, but we're not doing it ourselves in our own business. So taking what we say and we say to these manufacturers and putting it in our own business is a smart idea,
Oh, yeah,
right?
100%. 100%. That's the whole thing about social media and what we do to get these campaigns sometimes, because it's not, you know, it's not as simple as sometimes just putting your name out there. They can't knock on every contractor's doors for manufacturers in general, which is neat. But it's a great topic to talk about. And if you guys have anything else that you're doing, I would love you guys to share and tell us what you guys do. Aside from that, another topic I want to talk about, I'm going to bring out these topics really fast today, is contracting work.
Contracting work. What do you mean?
So, what I mean from that is that usually, if you have too much work, which is what you're saying, you're too busy, do you contract work out?
I contract work out to Expert Plumbing and Drains.
Aaron's the man.
So I don't like doing big construction projects. I don't have the capacity to be able to take on stuff like that, and that's what they focus on. And that's what we contract out our plumbing to them for bigger projects. I just contracted out a quote for Napa in St. Thomas, and it's a full build and a full office build. And I don't have the guys to be able to do it. But as a general contractor, we actually contract out quite a bit, like a lot.
Well,
Then you just
when do you decide to do it though? Is it because when it's too big or something that you're too busy or
When we're too busy or when we're too big or it's too big. Like for us, I focus mostly on small renovations and service, right? And then I do take on some bigger projects that don't take on so much. Like I don't want to have a team there for a month. You know what I mean? Like we're doing a restaurant build in downtown Hamilton, and I was like, it's just too much for me to take on because it would take me away from the business for an extended period of time myself, and me going coming away from the business and not bringing in those service calls is detrimental to the business, right? We would have to hire someone to run just construction. So why don't I contract it out, put a markup on the contract. I'm still making money on it, and I have a team that I'm confident in that could take care of the job. Still have a good reputation, right? Because at the end of the day, it's the umbrella of Arela, but you know what I mean? So do you contract work out? Have you contracted work out?
Maybe like few times a year, I would say. I think the hardest part about me for wanting to contract work done is one, I don't have the sheer volume. And even if I did have the sheer volume, it's hard sometimes to I don't like contracting because at the same time, I don't feel there's enough people or I can find the right person to do the quality work that I want to be done. And not no offense to people in general in BC, it's just that I don't want to blame anyone for it at the end of the day. Right? That's the biggest thing for me. Like I hold a lot of stuff to a high regard and I don't want to blame a person at the end of the day if they can't meet it because there's circumstances that happen and I don't want to be misrepresented would be the word.
Well,
But I would do it for a,
it's your brand on the line. So you have to
And
trust
for
your
me,
brand.
the brand, my brand's the biggest thing that I do have, right? I would definitely help people being a sub, being subbed out. And at the same time, even then, I wouldn't get subbed out too much. I would keep it to my really close-knit circle of
Buddy the
people that
plumber.
I, yeah,
You haven't worked
and
with you haven't worked
definitely
with a good
contact.
you haven't worked with a good general contractor
Yeah,
yet.
no, I hate general contractors too, to be honest. But that's what I mean. That's why, like, if I were to do work, it'd be for plumbers that I do know very, very well, and they hold the same standard. And I will say yes to them and make sure that they're really taken care of. But aside from that, like, maybe something I don't do, I would also contract, and I find somebody really good. Like, sometimes I'm not as big as Rorella, but I would do drywall here and there for a job, subcontract that out. I would subcontract tile. I would subcontract HVAC at times just because we can't do all of it. And I
We
think the
sub out electrical, HVAC. A lot of the HVAC stuff we'll sub out because it's different here in Ontario, right? We'll sub out a lot of demo. Like we'll use manpower. We just had manpower quote on it. We just quoted on a $300,000 job that we're probably going to get tomorrow, and then it starts on Monday. So, like
That's
we and a
fine.
lot of it, most of it's contracted. Most of it's
Well,
contracted, and we just manage the people. So,
when you manage and when you do contract, how do you ensure the quality is there?
that wouldn't be a question for me because I don't really oversee much of the contract. I'm not looking over like six or seven stuff. If I contract anything out, I'm contracting out an HVAC guy to do a few runs. You know what I mean? Like, and I know what I'm looking for. It would be more of my construction manager that would be able to answer those. But like, you have a set standard, and the people you work with, you trust, and you have relationships with them, and they know what your standard is. It's just finding those right subs, right? So,
Yeah, no, 100% sure. And being the right sub as well. I mean, this is what they're saying, you know, going to the contractor side of things is in the past 6 years or 5.5 years, I have always done work with contractors. But it's the past 2 years that I've been in business that I've completely canceled out contractors. And it's for that reason, they're slimy. And, you know, I hope people that hear this and we can repost this hopefully is to tell contractors to stop fucking around, you know?
We're a lot different than a lot of contracts. We've heard the same thing, obviously, but we like to strive on that. We have great relationships with our subs, and it's almost like a partnership at the same time. You know what I mean? It's not, it's
I
different.
mean,
It's different
it's
for us.
good when you find the right guy, but they're like, it's very hard to find one that can understand the whole business aspect unless they've been working there long enough. Because there's so many guys right now that can just get off to the street and call themselves a contractor and get a city license. Now it's a lot harder. Before it was lame. Now it's just like you actually have to go through the greener BC courses and all that all that bullshit, which is good. It's not BS, but because they have to go through that, they're put at a higher bar. But even then, you know, I feel like they need to have business license because a lot of times when you get hired, I feel the biggest problem is they'll always try to get the lower quota as well. And they're gonna play that bidding war and saying, oh, well, we're gonna give it to you, but we also need it today. I mean, we talk about that all the time, right? We want the quote now, we want it today, and then afterwards we're gonna decide on that. And by the way, we're not gonna tell you if we accepted your quote or not. Which sucks. I mean, if any contractor was listening, I'd say the same shit. Like, dude, find your fucking contractors or your subcontractors and treat them like family. You know,
Well, our electricians, I'm not going to tell you what the rate they give us an hour, but our electricians, because we give them like a fuck ton of work, and then we feed like four or five guys a year, and they're electrical guys. They give us a like, I don't even understand how they give us the rate that they do, but they give us that rate because we feed them that work. You know what I mean? So that we're able to mark up their stuff and still be competitive with,
yeah,
and to land jobs.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of relationship we build with. And it's like, we never pay late. We're always there for them. We're always giving them gifts at Christmas and treating them well. You know what I mean? Like,
that.
It's just, yeah.
And I love that. But there's two sides of that story, right? Like, I, like, even for me, I, depending on rates, right? For me, the discounted rate is what they think as is their usual rate for a contractor, because they don't understand that I already charge that much more. That's so the trouble that I've been having is that I'm actually the medium rate is here, but I'm already here. So by the time I give a discount, I'm here.
Yeah.
So when I work with contractors, they always think, man, this guy's expensive. They're not coming down to here.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work for us, because dude, when I talk to them, I say, listen, we're a 5-star company. We got fucking almost 400 reviews that are 5-star. You're a fucking contractor with 20, 30 reviews because you've done 50 homes.
Yeah.
But the problem is, we don't need your work. We just need a great partnership. And you have to understand that at this point, if you want great work, you have to pay here.
I mean,
that's the hard part for us.
I have a relationship with a company called ESW here, and they do a lot of condo turnovers. And I give them a lower rate because of the amount of work they give me. Like, I'm booked because of ESW. And it's like the first 3 weeks of February are booked in, and they're set as tentative just for ESW. And I set them as tentative because they don't know what's there, but I know they're going to fill it. And I give them a better rate, like a lower hourly rate and a lower percentage on markup on materials because of the sheer volume that they give me. And I know that work is consistently always there.
Do you sign those contracts that they're working with you for a year though? Or is that all?
That's in the works and talking about that kind of stuff. I've had a relationship with them for about a year now.
Yeah.
And it's been up and down, and I've been like, you know, I'll set you as tentative for the week, but if I don't have it the set for the week before, I'm not erasing it. So we've had our ups and downs, but we've learned to trust each other. And when I say, when they tell me book 3 weeks as tentative of us, we'll give you the work like 48 hours before.
Yeah.
I just trust it because it comes. And they trust our work. And then all of their supers on site that run their sites, like, we're in Toronto, Cambridge, Waterloo, we're all over the place for them.
Yeah.
And they all love us. They don't want anybody else in there. They love working with us. So it works out, right?
And but
it takes a year to build a relationship.
No, 100%.
And you know what I mean?
The most important is if they pay the bill. You know what Kenko, what Leon's saying over here is that, dude, if you actually have to send an invoice twice and remind the person,
no,
man, that's trouble. Like, I'll give you a situation. This is a good story. So we work with a company that's national, and they do all these, they have these contracts that are for national companies, such as, I don't want to put out names, but anyways, they work with corporates that are national. And they called us, and then we waited fucking 60 days, 90 days for their payment afterwards. And it was something I told Jason, I was like, dude, you shouldn't have given it to them because we always pay on the spot. And if we were doing it to them, they get 30 days and they don't pay on 30 days. They're no longer a credit company. So it took them about half a year to finish paying the rest of it because we charged their card one day because we had them on file because that's how we do collateral. And then they called us, oh, why did you charge your card? I'm like, well, we fucking charge your card. Well, they called Jason because I don't deal with that shit anymore.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, we charge your card because you didn't fucking pay for fucking 6 months. Like, we have a fucking bill that's $1,500. And I'm talking to Jason. I'm like, Jason, charge the most expensive bill. So it went through. And then afterwards, they try to ask us. And they're like, well, you got to pay the rest of it. And we can give you back the money through credit card.
Yeah.
And then fast forward now, they call us again in the start of this year because they kept calling us. And I was just telling Jason, well, if they want to work, it's either they put down a retainer, like we're
lenders,
or every job they do, they pay up front. And we're going to have a meeting with them soon, and that's going to be the conversation. You know, either you pay a retainer or you pay up front because you had your time. You had, like, I like the work, but at the same time, you have to put your feet down.
It's so funny you're bringing this up because I just had to get rid of a client, and I'm not going to say any names, but I just had to get rid of a client. Because they were late on payments, and there were 29 days over net 30, right? And
they give you those excuses and they give you the story.
So he was like almost 10K over, and then another invoice was going to be overdue the next day. So the conversation, all he needed to do was have a conversation with my president and say, hey, when Like, hey, just be transparent. Say, hey, I can't pay you right now, but give a date when you could get paid. Like, we weren't in a rush, but he couldn't take 5 minutes to have a conversation and swallow his pride. And so I had to have the conversation with him and say, hey, listen, man, I'm charging you for everything, all the projects that we have. I'm finishing up and we're done with you as a client. And then he paid up the one invoice and expected me to still be owed at the job. And I was like, I don't think you understand, man. Like, we're done. I'm not working with you no more. And he was so upset, dude. Like, he was like, it was blown away. And I'm like, and I literally told him, I'm like, I bend over backwards for you. I give you quotes within 24 hours when you need them. I answer my phone during Christmas and all this stuff for you. But all I ask for you is to spend 5 minutes and call my owner and just sort out the invoice. And he goes, oh, you should just expect invoices to be late. This is how business works and this and that. He was just
Fuck
so
that.
stubborn. And I was like, all right, I don't need you. And he's like, oh, there's a million plumbers. I'll find somebody else. It's like, man,
Yeah, then go ahead.
it's a really small fucking world. Do you know how many fucking companies I know around
It,
here?
I get it. I get it. And some people are, well, all-nighters thing, and it's good to be able to cough at 29 days, but like even for me, if I'm past 30 days, I cut them. I don't even give 30 days. That's the thing. I don't fuck around with that. That's why I don't go do those jobs. I mean, there's a high risk, there's a risk and there's a reward, right? For some people, it has worked really well because of great relationships. But for me, I don't want to deal with that shit.
No,
I have
man.
so much, I have so much on my, in my company where I'm doing different things and starting a different company as well, where I don't fucking have time to chase and tell this guy how to chase and then fucking deal with chasing. It's
My
just
boy
so much
Baxter.
more work.
My boy
And
Baxter.
exactly, we're not banks,
No.
and everybody keeps thinking we're banks nowadays. And if we don't become their bank for some reason, they're not going to give us work. But dude, we don't need that
Yo,
work. There's only so many plumbers
when
right
you're a
now.
company as big as ours and you see $600,000 owing in your bank account, would that not stress you the fuck out and be like, yo, I want my 10 grand from this small little, like, 10 grand isn't a lot to 600,000, but pay the fuck up. You're 29 days late. Like, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, they do that shit on purpose, and I'm just like, well, then do it to the other guy. Like, I don't fucking have time. And here's the real talk. It's just that I don't care if your customer hasn't fucking paid you. I don't care if you're moving offices. I don't care if this person had the I don't know, their family member in the hospital. Like, I'm saying in general in business, there is empathy. I do care if you talk to me. But if you tell me afterwards, I don't
Bro,
care. That's not my fucking problem anymore.
it's being transparent, having the conversation, and like literally just saying, hey, listen, I'm in a pinch right now. I don't have it right now. I can have it on the 15th. Is that okay with you? I'm good. That's fine. But if you
Yeah,
don't
but
have
you got to
that,
stick by your word. If you don't go pay that by the time, then still out.
And then there was a word trust that was coming out. Oh, we I don't this partnership should be built on trust. It just doesn't feel like I'm being trusted. I was like, this is business, bro. There's trust. But like when you're 29 days late and you say you're gonna pay on the 29th and then you dodge calls for 2 weeks, fuck you. There's no trust no more. I'm gonna break your legs.
How the fuck do you call that trust? I don't understand how people like that mentality and they just keep thinking that that's how business rolls, especially when he tells you that you shouldn't expect to be paid late. Like, dude,
Oh,
suck a
he's
knee.
yeah. It's just funny because I saw that. I know the company that he called to like finish up the work that we're doing. So it's just like it's a small fucking world, man. It's a very fucking small world, and he's burning bridges left, right, and center. And then it is what it is, man. I liked working with him, but you don't pay your bills, you're not
It
gonna
does,
good work.
and I wish, we can just get an app out there where we can just start fucking, rating contractors and rating customers like how Uber does, so that we can, before we step out, we can find out, hey, do we want to work for this?
I know. It's brutal. It's funny because expert worked with them before I did.
Oh,
It
really?
expert worked with them before I did, and then I didn't realize until like I don't know 6 months into working with them, and then I called Aaron up and I'm like, yo, what was the issue with these guys? And the same issue we're having is the issue that he had. And then that put a red flag in my head, and then stuff started to add up. And before that dollar amount got too high, we were like, because we don't want to get screwed, right? Because you can get screwed that way. So
Hey,
I'm not.
and dude, I've had that before. I've had contractors call a couple buddies of mine too, and my buddies were taking it on because we didn't know each other too well back then. But when they did take it, I was just like, you're gonna regret it. But What I say is, dude, let's be honest. If I tell you Impetus is not taking on this contractor, trust me. I have processes up the fucking wazoo.
Yep.
If I'm telling you that this guy is not good and we fired them, you gotta listen. Don't fucking take that puddle. And they took the puddle, and guess what? They still told me they stopped working with them. I'm like, you know, I don't hate them at all for working with them, but sometimes you get to step in your own step in the shit to Mike, see you there as well. It would be
If anybody's going to AHR in here, you have to hit up the Takeo party. If anybody doesn't have the link, I'm going to get Mike to send me the link to sign up for the Takeo party. We'll get you in there because that is the party of AHR. You have to hit that up. It's going to be wild. Just sorry, a minor plug in the middle of our conversation.
Oh, no, but yeah. I think that too, that their parties are always the best. Always the best. I think Daryl's going to be there. I have like four events to go to on that one day. Everybody does it on a fucking Monday.
Yeah, but the takeover party is the fun way. Like, what other events do we have on the Monday?
I will be there indefinitely.
Yeah.
But different times.
What else is on Monday?
The Kinepax one.
Oh, shit. Man, why would they do it on that day? I forgot, that's
everybody's meeting day. So it'll be like Kinepex, it'll be Takeo. I got another party to go with for Durham, I believe, to meet Matt Waxer and another friend of his. So there's meeting all around. And
are you gonna have your posse of Asians following you around this time, or
only have Daryl, you racist motherfucker?
Yo, last year was so funny. You're part of my
posse.
I know. But remember last year at HR, you were walking around and you had like, there was like six Asians following you around. And it was so funny to see, man. It was the best thing in the world. I know.
But it was a great time. Every AHR is always a good time. There's a lot of events there happening this year. I think a lot of people it's pretty HVAC related. So there's a lot of influencers or people you want to see online that are the bigger guys. You'll definitely go by booths like Solderweld, I think Navac.
Yeah.
RLS is having a competition for fastest press. Vega has Tool Wife and Tool Pro is being there as well.
What's his name? HVAC Strong is doing a grip competition for a company. I forget their name. So I already said I'm going to go there and beat them. It's going to be Scotland versus Scotland, and then we'll see how hard it goes.
I'm going to beat both of you. If there's anything I can grip, it's something really small, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, it's a great little cast we have today, so hopefully you guys learned something. If you didn't, go back to watching about business. Earlier we talked about how we market our business, how we work with contractors, how we balance that, and how we find out whether they're good or not, and just our hate around contractors and working with them. So if you want to go watch it back, I've actually started editing these clips. So I actually have three of our clips from the last video.
Oh, that's sweet.
From a great editor of mine. I think he joined in today. We're going to be sharing those clips. You have a lot of close-ups on you, so it's pretty good. So we're going to see how that goes, and hopefully you guys can join in and watch that again. We'll be back next week, I believe, one more time. And then again at WET. Hopefully when we're at WET, we can have a big party.
Yo, that would be a good. We'll see what goes on.
By the time we're over there, we're actually in the shit show, which is called the WET show.
Yeah.
Right. So we have a lot of shit talkers there, which is going to be amazing. You know,
we should plan something. That's good. We should plan something. That'd be really cool.
So, yeah, we should. We should like a multi live.
Do you have mics? Portable mics?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure to bring them.
I have great mics, and I have check these out, baby. Damn gangster.
Damn.
Get a film.
You're all set up.
I'm ready to big spoon you and film that out.
I'm on my tripod right now that we're gonna use to film.
Sweet. What's up, Pro Drains? We're about to just switch off over here. So if you guys have some time, go check out Mr. Ben Poole at the Plumbing Perspective
Plumbing show. Go check a look. We're going to jump over there right now and take a look too. So
thanks for watching today. See you guys later. Ciao.
Peace.